I'm happy that I'm not rich now. I think this is a really important question. Like, people want to be rich in 2 seconds, and this is the most huge mistake that people made. People want everything as fast as they can. Like, at 18, be a fucking billionaire, or have 100 million followers on TikTok and stuff like that. But I think this is the wrong way. I think we should play the long game, where you should step by step become better and better every day. You don't need to be an 1 billion or 1 trillion dollar businessman right now, because you can't just work with it. Can you imagine if you're gonna start if you're gonna be in a company with a 1 trillion $1 trillion every day? What are you gonna do with it? You can't just work with it. You can't manage people. You don't know anything about it. So I think this is a cornerstone where people should be patient, should do whatever they can, and do what they like, and start becoming bigger and bigger, and making more tasks, and become a bigger person. And your mistakes gonna show you how big you are. So I think the most important part of this podcast is to become poor. It's like to become poor, but to think right, you know. And the first thing is to become in the right way is to start listening to write content. So if you're gonna listen to different speakers and what they think, for example, I'm listening to Gary Vee right now, and this is like the one of top one reason to start this podcast and do it every day and develop my English and start speaking publicly, right? And I think, yes, this is a cornerstone that everybody do. So I promise you, if you're gonna start being slowly but do right things, like post podcast every day for 10 years and not expecting anything, like expecting outcome. So you're gonna be maybe you're gonna be successful but faster in 10 years, who knows. You just need to do. I am pretty sure that actions speak louder than words. So I just promise you that if you're gonna start it right now, don't think about people's opinions, and also don't try to be trendy, and don't try to fit the people's opinions. Like, your parents want you to not using curse words, or your parents want you to be respectful to your to your school, but you hate it. And I think you should be real, but I think this is the most like hard thing when your parents tell you something about your work. For example, you made a podcast and your parents said, oh my god, you said this, that sucks, or oh, you said fuck and this is the wrong thing and you don't need to say this. I just generally believe that being real and growing up like a person and become more patient, more kind, and start helping people, it's gonna change this world constantly. It's gonna change every single person, because if you have more attention, you become more responsible. So yes, this is the main point. Thank you for listening for today. My podcast become better and better every day, and if you're gonna listen it in like 2030, 2040, 50, maybe I'm gonna do something more important. I don't know. I'm just curious what's gonna happen in 10, 20, 30 years. So I'm gonna leave this comment, because I'm in America right now. This is like what time is it? Is it like 8:49 p.m. right now, and I'm in North Carolina, in Durham, and this is my last maybe weeks of my exchange here. So thank you for listening. It was amazing. Thank you.